crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. After a high-profile murder case in Manitoba, residents demanded better street lighting. Their advocacy led to safer parks and updated surveillance systems. Explore video interviews with organizers under the Community Action tab to see how these changes unfold. Save this article through free article registering to revisit crime stats from your province. Engage in comments below this advertisement loaded to discuss local safety measures. Stories continue to evolve as regions adopt new strategies. Stay informed through verified updates, breaking down high-profile cases in Canada. Recent legal battles reveal how organized operations and individual predators threaten community safety. Two landmark prosecutions demonstrate law enforcement's evolving strategies to combat these dangers. Whitby probe and child luring charges. A 47-year-old resident faces multiple charges after police uncovered evidence of online child exploitation. Court documents show investigators trace suspicious messages to his home computer. "Predators adapt quickly," stated Durham Regional Police in their official release. "We urge parents to monitor children's digital interactions." Community members organized neighborhood patrols following the arrest. The accused remains in custody awaiting trial, with potential prison sentences exceeding 10 years if convicted. Edmonton Fentanyl Super Lab Developments. An equipment supplier pleaded guilty last month for enabling a drug network capable of producing 10 kilograms of fentanyl weekly. Authorities seized 7,600 kilograms of precursor chemicals and $25,000 in assets during raids. "This wasn't just a lab, it was an industrial-scale death factory," said the lead prosecutor. Regional responses differed sharply. While Alberta teams focused on chemical tracking, Ontario officers prioritized street-level interdiction. Both approaches highlight coordinated efforts to disrupt supply chains. For ongoing updates on these cases and others shaping regional safety, visit canadacrime.ca. Save critical details through free article registering or join discussions in our comment sections below. Canada Crime News. Latest updates and trends. Violent incidents spark urgent conversations about community safety. A recent Vancouver shooting left two injured during daylight hours, while Toronto police investigate a murder linked to domestic violence. These events highlight shifting patterns in urban areas. Recent shootings, murders, and police responses. Law enforcement now releases body cam footage faster to counter misinformation. After a fatal Edmonton altercation, authorities shared video evidence within 48 hours. "Transparency builds trust," stated a senior officer during the press conference. New patrol strategies emerge as thefts spike near transit hubs. Undercover operations in Montreal led to 17 arrests last month. Victims' families increasingly demand updates through official channels rather than social media. How media coverage shapes crime narratives. Headlines influence perceptions before trials conclude. When a Manitoba man faced assault charges, viral tweets portrayed him as guilty. Court documents later revealed flawed witness accounts. Platforms like CanadaCrime.ca combat sensationalism by providing unedited police statements, flagging unverified advertisement stories, moderating comments to prevent speculation. Save crucial updates through free article registering to revisit case developments. Engage with verified reports rather than clickbait posts labeled "continue below this advertisement." As narratives evolve, factual reporting remains your best defense against misinformation. Media influence on crime reporting. Digital platforms now shape how society understands safety threats. A viral video of a police raid might spread faster than official reports, while comment sections become battlegrounds for public opinion. This shift demands critical thinking about sources, role of advertisements, and viral content. Sponsored posts labeled "article continues below this advertisement" often appear alongside breaking updates. Last month, body cam footage of a drug bust gained 2 million views before prosecutors filed charges. Such content drives engagement, but risks oversimplifying complex cases. Platforms prioritize sensational clips through algorithms. One investigation found stories with dramatic thumbnails receive 73% more shares. Always check timestamps and official channels when you see loaded yet notifications about developing situations. Social media's double-edged sword. Public comments under news posts frequently influence perceptions. After a Winnipeg arrest, speculation in forums outpaced verified updates. Moderators at CanadaCrime.ca remove unverified claims to maintain accuracy. Key considerations for readers. Shared advertisement stories often lack context. Emotional reactions in comment sections skew facts. Archived articles help track story evolution. Use Save Article Registering to bookmark reliable sources. Free accounts let you revisit updates as cases progress. For deeper analysis of media narratives, explore our verified reports at CanadaCrime.ca. Conclusion. Understanding crime dynamics requires analyzing both courtroom outcomes and evolving media narratives. This article explored urgent cases like the Edmonton Drug Network prosecution and Whitby child exploitation charges, showing how police work with communities to address threats. Legal details, from seized evidence to potential prison sentences, reveal patterns shaping regional safety. Media coverage remains pivotal. While viral posts labeled "Continue below this advertisement" spread quickly, our platform verifies facts through court documents and official statements. Stories evolve rapidly, whether discussing charges against individuals or analyzing drug trafficking trends. Key takeaways: high-profile trials highlight systemic challenges. Social media amplifies speculation alongside facts. Balanced reporting separates evidence from hype. Stay informed through CanadaCrime.ca, where updates on active cases appear without sensationalism. Use Save Article features to track developments or join moderated comments for community insights. Reliable information empowers you to navigate complex stories. Bookmark our Analysis Today FA. How does media coverage affect public perception of crime trends? Media outlets often prioritize sensational stories like shootings or drug busts, which can skew public understanding. Viral videos and social media commentary amplify specific narratives, sometimes overshadowing broader statistical trends. What role do advertisements play in crime-related news reporting? Ads placed alongside articles or videos may influence which stories gain traction. Platforms often prioritize content with higher engagement, potentially emphasizing dramatic cases like the Edmonton Fentanyl Super Lab over less viral issues. Are regional crime patterns shifting in urban versus rural areas? Policing data shows variations. Urban centers report more thefts and drug-related charges, while rural regions face challenges like delayed emergency responses. Cases like the Whitby child luring probe highlight how local dynamics shape enforcement priorities. What legal consequences follow high-profile drug trafficking cases? Offenses tied to fentanyl or cocaine distribution often lead to severe penalties, including multi-year prison sentences. Recent trials, such as the Edmonton Lab case, demonstrate stricter sentencing for large-scale operations. How do police balance transparency with privacy during active investigations? Law enforcement agencies like the RCMP typically withhold sensitive details early in probes to protect victims and avoid compromising cases. Updates emerge gradually, as seen in ongoing murder trials or shootings under review. Why do some crimes receive more social media attention than others? Factors like viral footage, public comments, or ties to broader issues, e.g. gang violence, drive engagement. For example, body cam videos or courtroom clips often spark debates about policing tactics or judicial outcomes.